Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 22 of Ask Pat. My name is Pat Flynn, and I'm here to answer your online business questions 5 days a week. And today I want to share a resource with you that I actually created 3 years ago that is still completely relevant today. That is askpat.com/whiteboard. askpat.com/whiteboard. If you go through that link, it'll take you to a YouTube video where I teach you how to create an electronic whiteboard. It's a really cool thing. Actually, if you imagine a YouTube video and you go to, it's just a white screen, and all of a sudden you start to see somebody writing something on top of that white screen, as if somebody was just taking a pen and writing and scribbling on the screen. That's exactly what an electronic whiteboard video is. And the effect that it has on your audience is amazing. And the way you're able to engage your audience and teach stuff, you can even show parts of, you know, a website, for example, and start circling things and talking about things. I mean, the possibilities are endless. It's as if you had your own overhead projector for your audience. And if you don't know what an overhead projector is, you're probably very young. Because an overhead projector is something that I used, or not, I didn't use, but I saw my teachers use back in school. They would sit up at the front of the class next to this chunky piece of equipment with this like glass screen with super bright light. Like if you looked in it, you would be blind for a few seconds. And they'd put this sort of transparency, you know, clear thing on it and start writing with a dry erase marker. And then they'd teach you math or whatever on it. That's sort of the same effect here. And it's a great, I mean, I get so many comments from my videos which use the whiteboard, the electronic whiteboard effect. And askpat.com/whiteboard is going to help you achieve that effect. And the reason I'm talking so long about this is because today's question has to do with the equipment that you need in order to do that. And so today's question is from Jen. Let's hear from Jen.
Hey, Pat, this is Jen Swanson calling from communicationdiva.com. I'm calling because I was looking under your resources and I bought ScreenFlow, but I was interested in the bamboo tablet and the pen, and it's not showing available anymore on Amazon. I wondered if you had any other suggestions that I could use. I want to start doing some educational video capturing, and I really liked the whiteboard that you did. And I'm wondering if you could let me know what other products would be comparable to the bamboo tablet. That would be great. It's again, Jen Swanson at communicationdiva.com. Thanks.
Jen, thank you so much for your question. And I have to thank you also because, Jen, I know you've been following this, my blog for quite a long time. And you even sent me a happy birthday message once. And I thought that was really special. I do remember that, Jen. So thank you. And it's really cool that I get to answer your question here on Ask Pat. And you also get a t-shirt. So I'm giving you back something, which is awesome for having your question featured here. But anyway, to answer your question, for a little bit of background for those of you listening, I used to recommend to go along with this sort of whiteboard video strategy a tablet, a pen and tablet, which is the equipment you need. It's a little sort of flat square sort of pad you put next to your keyboard with a pen on it, and that pen sort of moves your mouse cursor along the screen. And when you push down on this pen, it sort of is like clicking, and that's sort of how you can draw or write on the screen. That's your pen and tablet. I used to recommend one called the Wacom bamboo fun tablet, and apparently they don't make it anymore. And I get this question a lot, so this is why there's actually I wanted to feature this question, because it's a really easy answer. So if you go to askpat.com/tablet, that'll take you to the new one that I recommend. I've tried it out. It actually does work really, really well in the same ways that other one did. It's only 8 inches by 6 inches, so it's very small, but it does a job. This is the Wacom Intuos Pen and Touch Small Tablet. Wacom Intuos. That's a weird word, Intuos. Pen and Touch Small Tablet. Again, the affiliate link for that, that goes to Amazon, which I do get a small commission for if you go through that, but it's direct link, no extra cost to you. askpat.com/tablet, and that's there. Now, I do want to mention for everybody else listening who may not be familiar with this sort of strategy or method yet, some of the other tools that you're going to use along with this. Now, you mentioned, Jen, ScreenFlow. That's a screen capture or screen recording software, and that will enable you to record yourself writing on the screen, whether it's on a sort of a white screen, you know, on Photoshop, or there's other tools out there that you can use to write on, like GIMP.org or Pixlr, that's PIXLR.com, and there's also getpaint.net if you're on a PC. Those will allow you to create sort of a screen and then select the pen tool and start writing on that. And what you do using ScreenFlow is record just that portion that you're writing on, and it just looks like a whiteboard when you're writing on it. And then you just export that to YouTube, and boom, you're done. Awesome. Now, if you don't want to use ScreenFlow, if you have a PC, for example, ScreenFlow is only for Mac. If you have a PC, you can use Camtasia. Camtasia Studios is for PC. Camtasia also has a Mac version too. So, you know, any of those tools will work really well. Now, the tool to use to start, you know, circling things on websites, for example, or other things on your desktop that's not in that whiteboard, the tool you want to use for that is, if you're a Mac user, is OmniDazzle. That's the tool. Sorry, I thought there was maybe a .com there, but there isn't. So it's just OmniDazzle, OmniDazzle. And that is what, you know, you can actually create a sort of hot key, or you press a couple keys on your keyboard and it toggles the pen, and you can start drawing on anything. And if you have ScreenFlow open or Camtasia open, you could record yourself drawing anything. The OmniDazzle is actually picked up in the screen recording, and you can do the same thing. And I use that a lot when I'm showing parts of people's websites designs that I like or think needs improvement. So I'll start the screen capture software. I'll pull out my OmniDazzle tool, and I'll start circling things and drawing arrows. There's also another hotkey once you learn the keys to it to erase everything to start over, and you can start drawing on other things. It's like different colors. It's pretty cool. But when you're doing just the whiteboard, the way I do it is I record myself recording into a 1280 by 720 white screen. And I actually do it now with a little bit of a logo at the bottom right-hand corner or the upper left-hand corner, I can't remember, just to brand it a little bit. So when it's on YouTube, it's just not completely white, but I've sort of imported my logo onto this 1280 by 720, which is the HD size for YouTube screen. And then I just start writing on it. And then when I'm working in ScreenFlow or Camtasia, I crop it down to that size, export it, boom, you're done. That's all I have for you guys today. Again, check out that video, askpat.com/whiteboard. All the right equipment and everything and all the instructions are there, a demo, all that good stuff. Jen, thank you so much for the question. I can't wait to send you the t-shirt for Ask Pat. And if you have a question that you'd like featured on Ask Pat, head on over to askpat.com. And of course, as always, I want to leave you with a quote today. And that quote is by Brad Henry. And he says, a good teacher can inspire hope, ignite the imagination, and instill a love of learning. And so I pulled out that quote because this whiteboard effect is, you know, you're teaching, and you know, we got to remember why we're teaching. We want to ignite the imagination, and we want people to enjoy the process of learning. And I feel like this whiteboard effect can help people enjoy learning things about your niche while also helping you stand out of the crowd at the same time. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.